Hier Mesechta Nidah, the start beginning of Mishnah, Shammai Oimar, Shammai says that Kol HaNoshim Dayin Shosin. All ladies, when they see the Dam Nidah, so they're only Tomei at that time. Dayin Shosin means at the time when they first see the Dam, they're only Tomei from then on. But we do not say if they touch a Tyrus, they were working with Truma Tyrus before, we do not say the Tyrus that they touched are Tomei from before. But rather we say, no, the Dam only first came out right now, which is only Tomei from now onwards. That's called Dayin Shosin. However, Hillel says, no, Mipkida Lipkida, that she's only Tor from the last Bedika she made. In other words, let's say she made a Bedika in the morning, and she saw she was Tor, and then at night time she saw Dam, so she's Tomei not only from then on, but all the time from before, from the morning after a bedika, according to Hillel, we're afraid, maybe as soon as you finish making that bedika, right afterwards the dam started to come out. That's a chumrah midrabbanim, that he holds nepkid lepkida, she's tumming all the way back until the last bedika that she made, that she knows for sure she was Torah. Even though it's a long time, she only made that bedika 2 or 3 days ago. If she sees dam today, so according to Beis Hillel, all the tyrants that she worked with the last 3 days, up until she made the last bedika, are tomei. Menasafik, they remain tomei. The chachamim nechom say though, loike divri zev, loike divri zev. Chom say no, not like Shammai and not like Hillel, but rather elo the klalakon the chom is that meis leis mameetes al yad mepkida lepkida. Meaning to say that, let's say the last bedika she made was 3 days ago, and she was Torah then, and now 3 days later she sees Dam. So according to Chomim, she does not become Tomei all these 3 days before, but rather not more than Meis Leis. The most that the Tumah goes back is only 24 hours. That's called Meis Leis, the Mametis takes away from the length of that last bedika if it was more than a day. And the opposite way, meaning to say, let's say the last bedika she made was 10 hours ago, so, and then she was Tor, so now if she sees Dam 10 hours later, we do not say that she's coming all the way back for the last 24 hours, but rather only from the last bedika. So that means, according to the Chumim, she cannot be Tomei L'mafreya backwards more than 24 hours, but the least it could be is from the time the last bedika, as close as it was to the time now that she sees the Dam. Sati Rashi. Rashi said like this. Rashi says, Shammai Oimer Kol HaNoshim Dayin Shosin. Means, Imroso Dam, if a lady sees Dam Nidam, is Dayin Lonu Tetama Truma Tyrus, Shetigo Ben Mishas Rivelech. It's enough to say that now after she sees the Dam, any Tyrus or Truma that she touches from now on becomes Tamay until she becomes Tor. For Loyer Minu, I do not say that kihecha dahashtesh takach dam beis achitzim, just like right now she sees dam coming out from beis achitzim, the outside makam over there, is the heavy bot kanami mekam yach. I do not say if she would have made a bedika before this heavy shtakach, she would have also found dam inside her, and we just rather the hakam didn't fall out, because maybe the koisle beis arechem emidum, like the walls of the womb, outside the womb, which that dam, as soon as it leaves the womb, it makes a tummy, but still inside the canal there, maybe the dam was there a day ago. And the kaimelon we hold, like we'll have later, the paragiyasi daifin, that kol ha-noshim etamu v'reis achitzen, even though the dam is still inside the body, but as long as it left the womb, left the makor, she becomes tummy. Sastu Chiddush Shammai says, no, we're not afraid of this. And rather we say that when she sees dam, she's only tummy from now on, and we do not say maybe the dam really came out before, and if you touched Tyrus an hour ago, they should become Tomei. No, according to Mishnah, we'll see in the Gemara, they say Hemed Isha Cheskosem, that she was the Cheskos Tyra before, and therefore we only have the Reyes, and now when she sees the dam, she says only Tomei Dayin Shosin from now onwards, and not from before. However, Hillel says, Mepkidu Lepkidu, that means Bot Ko'atzma B'yechud B'Shabbos, that's if she checked herself Sunday. Or Mitzvah Torah, she checked herself in the Makor and didn't find any Dam there, so she said she was Torah. Well, Yom Ravi, on Wednesday first, Bodka, now she checks herself again, and Mitzvah Tameh, she finds she has Tameh, she has Dam there. So according to Hillel, Chayshini were afraid. Umetama misafik, and minasafik we say is tamei kol ha'tarish nesafkam behem. All the tarish that she was Isaac in, mishas bedikam echad mishabas from Sunday onwards. Because you have to be afraid even though she checked herself on Sunday. And just thought she has no dam, but we have to be afraid the Shema may be in Silik Yodea Rosa. When she finished her bedikah, right after that she started to see dam. Why didn't it all come out? Why just today on Wednesday? The Kaisle Beis HaRechem Amidu, and the walls of the womb, like outside the womb, maybe that held it in there. So that's Hillel's Chumrah, that Midrabana, we have to be machmir to say all the way back, until we know for sure she was tall, then Midrasafik she's tummy. The Nafkamino is the tyrus that she touched in between were also naik with a Safik tumma. And the Fidul Yamim Harvey, Bein Badika Rishon Lishnil, we just said, even though it was 4 days in between, still should be tummy all those 4 days backwards. However, the Chom is saying, like Kedivri, there Rashi says, because they're machmir too much, Hillel, and not like Shammai, they're naked too much, rather they have this middle Hagadorah, that it can't be more than 24 hours, but it could be less if the last Badika was closer than 24 hours. That's called Elamayes Leis Ometav Adei Metchidah Kidam, Min Shem Yesh Yomim Harbei. If there's a lot of days between one Badika and the next Badika, she's not Tomei Lamafreya backwards more than 24 hours. So that's the Chom Shita. Can it be more than 24 hours back? And it could be less if she made a Badika within those last 24 hours. Like the time she made the last Badika and she saw she's Tom, from then on she would be, from then on she's only Tomei. And not before. Now the Mishnah says that called Isha Shiesh Lavesis, any Isha that has a Vesis means a set time that she sees her dam. In other words, Rashi says that she saw already three times the exact same time. Rashi says, Kovo Gimel Tomim, that let's say the last 3 months she saw on the third day of the month. And now it came the third day of the next month. Ubodak Bishas Vesosa Umesosa Tumeyam. She was boiling herself on Gimel of the Chodesh, exactly the same time every time, let's say 12 o'clock in the afternoon. And she found that she was Tamei. See, everybody would agree, even Himmler would agree in such a case, that the Locher is Dayan Shosa, that she's only Tamei from now onwards and not from before. Since she has a Ves Kavua, and we say the Orech, like the Dam, comes at its right time, so it's first better to come now and not from before. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be V'hameshameshes Be'idim? Let's say an Isha checks herself. She's burning herself before she has Tashmish, before she lives with her husband. She's burning herself with a cloth before Tashmish and Liacha Tashmish. That's called Gamashemesh's Beidim with two times. So Lokhra is a Rezu Kipkida, that's also considered like she made a Bedika. And therefore, let's say she had Tashmish at night and she checked herself both before and afterwards and she saw she was Torah. And then in the morning she sees Dam. So Lochri, she's only Tamil Mafrei, even according to Hillel, only until the night's Bedika. That's called Umashemesh's Vedim Rezu Kepkido Umamates Ayad Meis Leis. Meaning to say she does not become Tomei before 24 hours, but rather only up until that last Bedika she made after the Tashmish. And we'll see in the Gemara that's the Chiddush, and this is also called the Bedika. Maybe it's only a fast one, she doesn't check so well. Kamash, no, no, it's called the Good Bedika, and that's also in the Mayat Ayad. And who are then the Ayad Mepkidu Lepkidu? Let's say the last Bedika she made was 2 days ago, and now she made the Bedika tonight, and she found she was Tomei. So if they were Mishamish last night, and she made the Bedika after Tashmish, that Bedika also helps to stop it, to say it does not go back, let's say according to Hillel Shita, that it goes all the way back to the last Bedika, but this Bedika in between it, of after Tashmish, is also considered like a Bedika. Now the Mishnah says, Kate said, the Dayashosa, what's the locha of Dayashosa means the case of Isha has a Vesas. She has a time Kavu when the Dam is supposed to come. So the Dam comes at that time, we say she's only Tomei from then on, and not before, even according to Hillel. So what's the case? Hoysa Yoshevas Bemita. Let's say she was sitting on a bed. And Vyasuka the Tyrus. She was working with Tyrus. She was cleaning Truma, cleaning Kochim, Upirsha. And then she stopped touching the tyrus, and she got up from the bed. She went away from the bed, and now Verosa, and now she saw Dam. So Lachar is now's a vest to see, did the time exactly when to see it. So Lachar is he tamei, she is tamei from now on. She has a din neither on it. She's tamei for 7 days until she goes to the mikvah. Midiraisa. Fehein tohirois. But the mita, the bed, and the tyrus that she was touching before, they remain tor. Why? Because since she's dying, since she has the vest, we say the dam only came from now and not from before. Now, Alpha P Shom, even those who were said, Metama Mies Lace, and a Meneya Elamishor Sharosa. Even though there's a Chumra, according to Hillel, according to Chachamim, that when she sees dam now and Ishida does not have a vest, with Shasi's Tamilam Afrey goes backwards and now a day before, all the tyrus she touched in between are Tamei, that's only Luchumra to Matama the tyrus. But she herself, when does she start counting her din nida, or when does she start counting her veses, that's Pshita Menei Ela Mishra Sharosa. She only counts in the time right now that she sees, from now onwards it's considered she's a nida midiraisa, but avada not from before. Now the Gemara says, my time with the Shammai. What's the reason of Shammai that he says, Kol ha-noshim adayin shosan, that when they see their dam, they're only tummy from then on and not from before? So Gemara says, Pshita, Ksova Shammai holds that hemod isha achaskosa. Let's leave the isha on the chazoka becheskas the way she was before, before she saw this dam. The isha becheskas tayru oimedes. Once the isha went to the mikvah, she becomes tor from the first tumbah. She's tor, she has a cheskes tyra now that she stays tor until she sees dam again. So when she sees the dam, that's the reyesa that makes her tamei. But before that, if we have a suffix, whether she saw before or not, whether the dam was in the kais lebeis rechem or not, when our suffix we say she was tor, we'll leave her the cheskes tyra. Rashi says, hemerisha cheskoso, shere misofik ato bol letamos, that's only from a doubt. With a doubt, you want to say she's tamei. Linyan Tyrus the Kodim Ria Sofak Heavy Ladam Mikodim Lachain Sofak Lehevi. We have a doubt really whether the dam was there in a Kaisle Besarecha before or not. Hilkach, therefore, Hamad Isha Cheskosoi, leave the Isha Shoisa Kodim the way she was before she saw this dam. And at the time when she was Isaac in the Tyrus, to say just like then she was Tor, so Mistama she's still Tor. That's called Hamad Isha Al Cheskosoi. Now the Hillel, Hillel says not like that. When do I say leave something on its chazaka? If you see something change now, and I don't know when, I say it changes as late as possible. But in between, it was the same way it was before. When do I say that? When there's no race, there's nothing dead, we don't see a dead sign from her body. Well, it's the sir, but this lady here, Negeto Dam Nidus, here the svar is Kivon. The Migufa Kachazia, since she saw this dam coming out from her body, so Layam Rin here, the Hillel holds, I do not say, Ukma Chaskos, I shall leave her on a Chazaka. But rather we say, we have to be afraid that maybe before the dam came out already, and therefore when a Suffolk we say she's Tomei, according to Hillel, all the way back until the last time she made a Bedika, or according to Chachamim, she's Tomei all the way back, either to the last Bedika, or else whichever one is shorter, or else a 24 hour period. Rashi explains, Kiva the Megufa Kachazia means, Mu'ada Uregilahi Lakach. She's used to, it happens often, that she sees dam. It's a little bit like, it's a chazok like a Sulish Tanis. This chazok is not such a chazok to say that she's still Torah. Because we know from her body, dam comes out. It's oimid, it's going to happen. It's rug, but she's used to it. Therefore, Eilo Cheskas Tyra. Therefore, she does not have a Cheskas Tyra. Since the big question is the Svara Deraisa the Rabbanin, Parshad, we learn this Tumah of Mace Place is only a Tumah with the Rabbanin. The Ravad, the Midiraisa, this is not called a Reyesa here, we leave a Becheskasa. There's only a Svara why the Rabbanins were more Machm here, Vilchus Tumah and Tyram, because of this Svara. Since there's a Reyesa in her goof, that from her body the Dam comes, and she always sees Dam, therefore when Dam comes out now, we have to be afraid maybe the Dam came out before. Now the Gemara asks the question, Omai Shna mi mikvah, why is the loch of our Mishnah different than the loch of mikvah? The Tanan, we learned the Mishnah mikvois, and we'll soon see there's a kasha according to both according to Tilla and according to Shammai. The Tanan, we learned the Mishnah mikvois, that what's going to be mikvah shenimdod, v'nimtzachosa. First, we made a kosher mikvah. We knew for sure there was more than 40 saw of water there. And then later, a month later, you come to check it out again. You measure it, and you see it only has 39 saw of water. It's missing one saw. So that's called mikvah shenimdav. You measured it. The nimtzachos that's missing. So locher is called tahayros shenasu agabov. All the tires that were done or used because of that mikvah, lemafreya before, in other words, let's say a person was tummy, and he went down to the mikvah. And when he came out of that mikvah, now he went to touch tires, he went to touch truma. So all the tires that the person touched after he went to the mikvah, alocharis lemafreya, all the way back, until mustam, the last time that we checked out the mikvah that we knew for sure was torum, alocharis bein brishus rabim. Whether this person made the tefillin b'shtram, whether the mikvah is in b'shus rabim, and he went down there. So when the person goes down, we have a suffix, whether the mikvah was kosher at that time or not. In other words, last month we checked it, the mikvah was kosher. Today, the beginning of the next month, we check it, it's not kosher. So question, what's going to be with the person that went to the mikvah during this last month? We have a suffix at the time when he went to the mikvah, was the mikvah already chosar, already missing, that his tefillah is pasal, and he's still tamei? Or maybe not, maybe the mikvah first became possible later after his tefillah, so he was kosher. So whether this doubt happened b'rishus rabim, or else bein b'rishus yachid, whether the doubt happened b'rishus yachid, in both cases the lochara tzimeyos, that it's like vaday tamei, it's not only a suffix, but we say vaday, that person is still tamei, and any tyrus that he touched is still tamei. And the proof that it's a vaday, because if it would only be a suffix, we know the klal is, suffix tumei b'rishus rabim is tor. And here we're saying, even though the suffix took place b'rishus rabim, still it's tamei. So that's a riot to say that here it's called the vadai tamei. So that's the question now. L'shamai kashla mafraya, according to Shammai that he says that kol hanoshim die in shosim, they're only tamei from now on, not from before. So you see, you leave the chazaka the way it is before and say it changed as late as possible. So kashla mafraya. How come by mikvah do we say all the people that went to the mikvah this last month is tamei? Why? Let's say, since we knew before this month that the mikvah was kosher, and we first see it to be possible now, it's only possible from now on and not before. So from this mishnah from mikvahs, we see not like by Shammai Svara. And vital hilul, it's also kashet hilul. Even the hilul says now mishnah that the tumah goes all the way back to Mafreya until the last time she made a bedikah. But still, kasha vaday. It's a kasha that if a mikvah is smash mitzvaday tomei. Di lo mi'es li'esha v'nida turnin v'lo yechlin v'lo yisorfim. This halacha v'nida, that the tumas and the tyra she touched before she saw the dam. That according to Hillel v'machma to say it's tomei, it's only a sefetik of tumah. The nafkamina is that you don't have to burn it. Like this tumah that becomes tomei, there's a mitzvah to burn it. But over here, it's only called tumah. We have to hold on to it and just wait with it. We can't eat it because maybe it's tamei. We can't burn it because maybe it's tor. It's only a suffix tumah, even according to Hillel. But vilo hachab over here by the Mishnah Mikvois, tumas vada, here for sure it's tamei. Why? What's the proof? Because we said here it says even though it's a suffix tumah b'shus rabim, and usually we have a cloud of suffix tumah b'shus rabim is tor. Here we say it's tamei. What's the reason? You have to say, because here it's called the Vadai Tomei. And since we see the mikvah is chosa now, we say for sure it was chosa before. And so that's a kash even according to Hillel. Hillel now Mishnoni says it, min asafik, we say the tumis are tameis, the tyrus are tameis. And here it's mashram, but here it's Vadai, we said that lamafrei, it's Tomei.
So Gemara says, I'll tell you, hosam over there by mikvah, the reason why it's a Vadai Tomei, Mishum dikalameima, heme tomiachas kosoi, viema lotovel. There was a person that was vadei tomei, and he had to go to the mikvah. So we have a suffix now, if at the time when he went to the mikvah, was the mikvah already missing, and he's still tomei, or whether the mikvah was still kosher and he's torah. So you have a suffix, if the person is still tomei or not, that's the klal, heme tomiachas kosoi. We'll leave the person on the chazaka the way he was before he went into the mikvah, and we'll say it's still tummy. So Mar says, no, Adarab, but just the opposite. Hemed mikvah achas kosar. Listen, you have a mikvah here. But last month we checked it out and it had 40 saw. So we know this mikvah was once kosher. So you have a doubt now if during this last month was it still kosher or not. Put it on the chazaka the mikvah. just like before last month it was kosher, so up until now, until we find this puzzle, we should still say it's kosher. That's called Hemed Mikvas Cheskosoi. V'yema, let's say, Loi Chosam. That at the time when the person went to the mikveh was not missing anything. So, which again, it should be at least a suffix, not a vade, which you have it start to say, the mikveh is the Cheskosoi, that it was a good tefillah. So, verse says, no, Harei Chosal Lefanecha, listen, there's a big reyesam. Right now, when we went to check out the mikveh, it's missing. So since right now it's missing, that's the reason to say it was missing before also. So the Gemara says that that's a sword to make it vade tomei. So achinam here also by dam by the nido, the sishum. Harei dam lefanecha. Right now she sees dam. So right now for sure she's tomei. So why don't I say that since there's a vade rayis and a chazaka that I have a suffix how she was before, as she saw she was vade tomei. So Gemara says no. Hash do the chazoi. Listen, she only sees the dam from now. Before she did not see any dam. So therefore there's no reisa in before happened before. So Gemara says if so, hochinami say the same sfor then by mikvah also. Hash do the chosar. Right now it became less than 30. But not before. So just like by nida we say that the fact she sees dam now does not ruin the fact that before she was tor. So here also by mikvah say the same thing, even though right now we found the mikvah to be chosar, but let's say before it was still a sholem, so why do we say it's tamei vadei, it should be tor vadei. So Gemara says, no, chosar mikvah meimor, chosar v'yoso, chosar v'yoso. I tell you, by mikvah it doesn't lose all the water in 1 second, like it left slowly. So it takes time for the water to leave, therefore we say, even though now when we check it out, it's less than 39, but less than 40, from the sum, it started to leak out from before already. So therefore, there's a reyes so that something took place before. That's why before would say it's tummy. So Mora says, Hocha, what Mashekin over here by Nida, Miikul Meima Chazoi V'yasoi Chazoi V'yasoi, but here by Nida, we don't say that. By Nida, she sees Dam now, so we'll say that's it. First now the Dam started to come, and not before. That there's no reyes to say that the fact she sees now, we should say there was something wrong that started to come out from before already also. So Mora says, no, my kusha, what's the big question? Like still, why do you say need is different than a mikvah? Dilma hagas chazisei. That maybe she saw a lot at a time. Hagas hagas, Rashi says, loshin rebiya, means a multiply a lot. Shadam hoylech v'godol. That the dam inside the body, inside the womb, maybe there was a large sum of blood there. So mistake a lot. Kleimer, Hirashi says, maybe since there was a lot of dam in the womb, is mat. So when it started to empty out, a little bit of dam came out at a time, like a mustard seed. And that's all you need to metama. And when Isha sees even a drop of dam, a dam tipas dam kechadol, she becomes tamei. And so, shein hamakor yochol la'azika v'yaitzimat ma'at lebeis achitzim. The pshat is there was a lot of dam in the makor. The dam couldn't hold it all in. So therefore, let out a little bit at a time, and a little bit starts to come out into the beis achitzim, into the canal, into the mukam where it comes out. So as soon as the dam leaves the makor, leaves the womb, and goes into the vagina, into the canal there, so she becomes tamei. So it could be v'zeh kama yomim, a long time already hischol. It started to leak dam already. The dam came out from the makor into the beis achitzin. V'nitmas mitipas dam kechadol kamon, and Isha becomes tamei as soon as a tipa, smallest amount of blood, leaves the womb, from then she becomes tamei. So, Sahura, the same way you say by mikvah, it started to lose the water slowly. So, since it lost now, less than 40, you want to tell me for sure it started before, the same sort could be by dam neither also. Even though we only see it right now, but the star started to leak, dam started to come out already from before. So how come either according to Shammai say before she's tor, or even according to Hillel, she's only tummy minasafik, and how come by mikvah it says she's tummy machvas vadai? So Marin says, I'll tell you, Hosa Mika Tate L'Reyusa. Hoch Iko Chod L'Reyusa. This is the difference. that by mikvah there's tartel of yusa, there are two things wrong here. Since there are two things wrong, therefore we say it's vadei tomei. Mashenka by mikvah, mashenka by nida, there's only one thing wrong, that she sees dam now, machmas one thing, that's the machlekes. So we say it goes back to Mafreya altogether, or maybe not. Shami says no, and even according to Hilda, it goes back, it only goes back machmas sofik, not machmas vadei. So Rashi says, what does Tatal of Yusa mean? Hamid Tomi Achaskos. Listen, this person before he went to the mikveh he was Vade Tomi. So we have a suffix now, a doubt whether his tefillah was good. We leave him Mecheskas Tomi to say he's still Tomi. And who are then on the Chazaka of the mikveh? And that you want to say the Chazaka of the Cheskas Tairo, there's also a race in the mikveh that right now it's a Reichosel of Fonecho. Therefore, since we have two things wrong, here it makes it Vade Tomi. Shankin Rashi says, but the Isha, the Didohu Dikarus, there's only something wrong with her. There's a race on her body like she saw Adam. Shura Cheskas Tyra, Ksas a little bit, Shredam Lefunecha. Umishamach Rius Lechuda, we don't marrow what happened before. Because before Adarab, the Tyrus that she touched, there's no race in the Tyrus. Those Tyrus before we have right to say, Hemidamachas Kosam, that the Cheskas Tyrosam Hain. Therefore, since there's no reis in the Tyrus at all, there's only a reis in her, it's only a small reis so that she sees dam now, so therefore it's enough to say that she's only tummy from now on, and not from before according to Shammai, and even according to Hillel, it's only minas sofik, but not machmas vadei. Such the final teretz, that by mikvah there's tatla reisam, that both the person has a cheskas tummy, and also the mikvah has a reisam, therefore there it's a vadei tummy lemafreya. Now the Gemara asks the question still, like how come the din of our Mishnah, at least according to Shammai, that Beis Shammai says it's Torah Lamafreya, why is it different than the Loch of Chavius? That there we say it's Torah Lamafreya, at least Minasofik. The Rashi says, Le Beis Shammai Torah, we'll soon see. The Gemara is asking the question according to Beis Shammai, that how come you Beis Shammai say in our Mishnah, that even though the Isha sees Dam now, there's no Reyesa before, and we say before she was Vade Tor, and now came here by a barrel, we say there was a Reyesa before. What's the loch of a barrel? It's not like this. The person was checking out this barrel of wine, like to make sure it's still wine. Like he wants to be able to take off Truma from this barrel and drink other barrels. Let's say he has 10 barrels here of wine. So in this one barrel, he wants to eventually take the truma out of this barrel and be able to drink all the other barrels. And the loch is, if you want to take truma from wine, you have to make sure it's still wine, it's not vinegar. If it changes to come into vinegar, spoiled wine, you can't take it for truma. See, the case was, he was mafrish for hoylech truma. Now, v'yachakach later, nimtza chaymitz. Later, when he checked this barrel, he found out the barrel type had changed to be vinegar. And it was ruined. So the question is, at what point was this barrel ruined? Like, at what point, when you took off the truma, he would say the truma was chal and later became spoiled? Or no, maybe at the time when you took off truma, it was already spoiled. So a case is like this. So, kol gimu yomim vadai. All the first 3 days we say for sure, mikan v'yelech sofik. So it's machlokes exactly what does this mean, kol gimu yomim. Rashi brings down there's a plukta in Gemara in Bar Basra between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. That Rabbi Yechanan says, Kol Gil Miyom means La'acha B'dikir Shoina. Means first you checked out this barrel of wine and it tasted like wine. So now the next 3 days afterwards, for sure it's still called wine. So if you are Mafra's Truma the second or third day after you checked it out, for sure the Truma is Chal. Even though later, a month later, when you come and check out this barrel, you see it's vinegar, but that's for sure the first 3 days after that first bedika is still wine. So therefore, during that first 3 days, he said, I raised a truma, it would be chal. But afterwards, mikan v'elech, it's a suffix whether it's truma or not. And therefore, lochur is it had to shame truma, and v'yach savitrin, you have to take off truma again. But it's only called a suffix. So, the first 3 days, it's vade wine. Afterwards, it's called the Suffolk wine. So, kasha l'shamay, chorza kasha n'shamay. And Rashi goes further really to say that according to Yeshua Malevi, he learns the pshat over there was that kol gimu yomim koydim b'dikas achroinom shinim tzeins choymetz vadi choymetz. He learns the other way, that you checked it now and came out to be vinegar. So therefore, the last 3 days, for sure, it was also vinegar. And if you took off truma the last 3 days, for sure it's no good. But if you took off truma before that, it remains a suffix. It remains a suffix whether it's truma or not. But I'll call upon them, according to both of them, that if you check out the barrel now and see it's vinegar, we say that before, if you took off truma, like at least more than 3 days before, it's a suffix whether it was vinegar then or whether it was truma. So you see, Urias that we find now, will maxic way back to Mafreya to say that most probably, at least a good suffix, that it was vinegar from before. Says, oh, it's a kashan shamai. How could Shammai say now Mishnah when Nisha sees dam? She's only telling me from now on and not from before. We have no suffer, the dam was there before. And how come here by this barrel, if you find it to be vinegar now, for sure we say the truma you took off before is also a suffix. That maybe it was vinegar way before. Even according to Yeshua, it's only the last 3 days that we say it's not, it's like for sure vinegar. But before that, it's a suffix. So who you see your master the reyesa back from Afreya? So who it's a kashan shamai? So my answer is I'll tell you no. So again, that was the last gemara the Tanan that how you burnt because the chavis dias nafresh la truma veilech vachak had nimtzo chaimis or kol gimel yomo rishayim vada mikan veilech sofik. So kashan shamai. So gemara says no. Hosa mishum dikla meima hemet tevelachas kosay. The eima ulaynis takna tayu there these barrels were tevel. So he didn't take off truma yet. So you have a suffix if they became nisakin. If trum was chal, I'd say leave it because it's still tevel that the trum was not chal. That's what they were machmal and mafreya. But over here, the isha before at a cheskas tyra, we leave it a cheskas tyra. Other rabbi the gemara just the opposite. Hemed yain a cheskosai. I the wine had a chazaka before it was good wine. So if you have a doubt, the in between most probably it was still wine and truma should be chal. The yaima, let's say rather leihech, but it did not become vinika. Gemara says, no, harei hechmetz lefonecha, right now it's vinegar, there's a reyesa. So that's the reason to say it happened before already. If so, hochinami here by dam isha, harei dam lefonecha, she saw dam. So why don't I say, just like she has dam now, most probably dam came out before already. Gemara says, no, hashdu dechazoi by dam.